Massive demo shows battle to save the NHS. Can be one Hanasel, Socialist Party Deputy General Secretary. For hours they poured off coaches, and out of Euston and other stations as over 100,000 people, some estimates were as high as 250,000, streamed to London, in order to march in defence of the NHS. Stop SDP slashing, trashing, and privatising our NHS was repeatedly chanted by the predominantly working class marchers, and from the platform. The Socialist Party's placards build a movement to save our NHS, campaign, strike, occupy were all snatched up. The demonstration was organized from below, initiated by local health campaigns via the Health Campaigns Together umbrella group. Mike Forster, Socialist Party member and chair of one local campaign that helped initiate the demo, hands off Huddersfield Royal Infirmary, HRI, described how he had first raised the idea on a protest of a few hundred the previous autumn. Across the country the Socialist Party mobilized all out for the demonstration, distributing over 100,000 leaflets advertising the 4th of March. While the demonstration was initiated by community campaigns, there were also large contingents of trade unionists. By the day of the march, 13 national trade unions had supported the demonstration. Three general secretaries, Len McCluskey of Unite, Mark Sawatka of the PCS, and Dave Ward from the CWU addressed the march. Shamefully, Dave Prentice, the general secretary of the biggest health union, Unison, did not speak, and the union's leadership only belatedly and half-heartedly supported the march. It was a different story among Unison members, however, who came to the march in their tens of thousands. Possible to win. Without doubt the size and determination of the demonstration will have given confidence to health workers, that it is possible to win the battle to save our NHS, not only to stop the current potentially fatal round of cuts and privatization, but to kick out the privateers leeching the NHS dry. The Socialist Party gave out 30,000 leaflets on the demonstration calling for the march, to be the first step of mass campaign to save our NHS. We sold over 1,000 copies of the Socialist. Young Socialist Party members led a youth and student contingent, together with Socialist students. Socialist Party member, and disabled people's activist Amelia Loisadell spoke on the platform of the Disabled and Pensioners Shorter March. Throughout the day we pointed out, that the Tory government, with a tiny majority and an unelected Prime Minister, is weak and can be defeated. The NHS SDP's sustainability and transformation plans could become the SAMA's poll tax. We called for a national day of action with massive local demonstrations in all 44 SDP footprint areas to stamp on the SDP's. The idea that such a day of action could take place on the 1st of May was raised from the main stage. We also demanded that the trade union movement and the labor leadership call a second even bigger national demonstration, using the full power of the TUC's 6 million plus members, to protest in defense of the NHS. Such measures would further boost the confidence of NHS workers, to take coordinated strike action against the pay freeze and the destruction of the NHS. Occupations to stop hospital closures could also play a role. We explained that this movement should not be limited to saving the NHS, but stand for defense of public services as a whole. Peter Taff, General Secretary of the Socialist Party, spoke at the National Shop Stewards Network, NSSN, stage outside the Department of Health, saying, the trade unions should organize a massive demonstration, not just in defense of the NHS, but against all the cuts in councils, schools and other public services. This should be a step towards a one-day general strike, to show our determination to defeat this government. Strike action. The case for coordinated strike action was widely understood by marchers. There was huge support for the heroic junior doctor strike, and an understanding that future groups of strikers could not be left to fight alone. The case for coordinated strike action was put repeatedly from the NSSN stage. On the main stage, Jacquie Berry, staff nurse, one of the demo organizers and member of the Socialist Party, put it clearly, the age of pay restraint has lasted longer than World War II. If pay restraint continues our unions have to ballot for strike action. She went on, today we've made history marching together, but we may well have to strike together. Mark Sawatka, General Secretary of the PCS, also called for coordinated strike action against pay restraint. It is urgent that the left unions come together to discuss making this correct idea a reality. It is to the credit of Jeremy Corbyn, Labour leader, and John McDonnell, Shadow Chancellor, that they both supported the demonstration and spoke at it. John McDonnell declared, "Whatever it takes to save the NHS, including industrial action, if it takes place, Jeremy Corbyn and I will be with you in Parliament and on the picket line." Pressure from big business. Jeremy Corbyn rightly pointed out that Nye Bevan and others who founded the NHS faced relentless hostility from the big business supporting media, just as fighters for the NHS get denigrated today. The only answer, he rightly declared, is to say it like it is. Without doubt, leading a movement to save the NHS and oppose austerity would be the most effective way to fight back against the constant attacks that the representatives of the capitalist class are raining down on Jeremy Corbyn. Saying it like it is, however, means recognizing that the representatives of big business are inside the Labour Party as well as outside it. The privatization of the NHS has accelerated under the Tories, but went a very long way under New Labour in government via the Private Finance Initiative and other measures. The Blairite politicians are now determined to defeat Corbyn exactly because he was elected on policies that include renationalization of the NHS. The morning after this magnificent demo, John McDonnell told the Andrew Mayer show that he wanted to sit down with Peter Mandelson and Tony Blair and have a cup of tea. To continue to call for unity with the Blairites, who support the private sector profiting from our public services, and who aided them doing so when in office, is the very opposite of saying it like it is. To continue to compromise with the Labour right would inevitably mean continuing to retreat on anti-austerity policies, and handing victory to the pro-capitalist element of the Labour Party. Fighting for socialist policies, campaigning, as Dave Ward put it, to take back control of our NHS, our railways, our postal and telecom services, our workplaces via democratic public ownership, requires standing up to the Blairites as well as the Tories and the right-wing press. One immediate step that must be taken is to call on Labour councils to reject the SDPs. As Jackie Berry put it when she spoke, "We've heard from the leader of Hammersmith and Fulham Council, which rejects its SDP. It would be remiss of me not to ask the leader of the opposition to write to every Labour council asking them to follow its lead." Jeremy didn't refer to Labour councils in his speech, but should now urgently write to them. Saturday's demonstration was a tremendous success, and an important step to building a movement capable of defeating the Tories. Now it needs to be built upon,